Because you have name tags.
Okay. This is the October meeting of the Morgan County Rural Planning Organization. It is 4:12 p.m. on October 19th, 2023.
Okay, so item two is approval of the May 2023 minutes.
Anyone, any of the six of you are eligible for our voting members, so you can
make
a motion.
It says we already did it, but.
No, approval of the July 23rd meeting minutes. Is that the one you're asking?
May 23.
And sorry, it's July. It says July 2023.
Instead of May.
No, it's July. Right here.
You're looking at the meeting minutes.
What do you want?
I don't know how to get out of that. How do you get out of that?
Here.
It's under here.
You can use this if you'd like.
Let's see, was there another attachment? There's another attachment. I don't know.
Make a motion, Blaine.
I move that we approve the July 2023 meeting minutes.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, I don't see any opportunities for a public comment.
Well, we have someone in the public here that your granddaughter wants to make a comment.
Do you want to make a comment, huh?
No.
What do you want to say?
Say hi.
Say, hurry up with this meeting and get me over to the creamery.
Oh, no, that won't be tonight.
Okay. Information and discussion, updating the RPO long-range plan. Review of 2019 RPO long-range plan, item A.
Yeah. So, okay, one of the main things that the RPO does, besides talk about transportation issues, is we created this long-range regional transportation plan. This long-range transportation plan, and this one was for the Morgan County Ogden Valley, but we're supposed to update this, you know, with some frequency. All of the other MPOs in the state update their long-range transportation plans every 4 years, so we'll aim for something similar. Obviously, we're a little bit behind schedule because this RPO stopped, and then we restarted this one, so there's a gap there. But the long-range plan essentially, sorry, I'm just going to scroll through this. Talked about its goals, the needs of the region, and then made recommendations. And so what we ended up doing was we had, and I'll go over this in a second, the six goals for the region. We weighted those goals, and then we took each project, we blew that up, that we had identified and kind of put them in a series of near-term improvements, mid-term improvements, and long-term improvements. And one of the great things about this plan, even though it's not like, you know, doesn't have the same teeth that a general plan has behind it, is that it was a forum for everyone to kind of talk over the region's priorities and kind of have that documented in one place. So it wasn't like, here's the county's plan, here's the city's plan. It was just like, here's the one document. And so today, what I want to do is go over, you can see where those ended up being. That they're on this map as well. So these were that made it way small for you. These are the projects in Morgan that we identified in the last planning cycle. Some of them will be similar to now, and some of them might need to be updated. But the major projects were the interchange with Mountain Green, the Yonge Street Bridge, which is now completed or about to be completed.
It's done.
Okay, done. Active transportation crossing and trail extension with Yonge Street. I guess I knew that because we drove over it. Lost Creek Road, some access management there. Additional travel lanes on State Route 66 through downtown. So I believe still there's a widening project on State Street in UDOT's long range plan. We can talk about whether we still want to include that project. And then there was also improvements to Trapper's Loop, the railroad bridge at Peterson, a reconstruction there, the improvements at I-84 and State Street, signage and shoulder widening along 66 and 65 around the reservoir, bike facilities on Morgan Valley Drive, some active transportation safety in the school area, a access study in Taggart River, which I think is happening right now.
So, Julie, I think the railroad at Peterson's been fixed, that bridge, right?
Yes.
Okay, so some of the things we identified at this point four years ago have been updated. And so we can talk about those projects and identify any new projects. But part of this plan also requires like an ability, a place for public comment. So in the last development of the plan, we didn't, at the time it was Morgan County, Ogden Valley. So we did one open house in the Ogden Valley. It's like totally blanking on Huntsville. And then one here at the county building. A number of people came, but you can see we got some feedback from them about what, you know, their issues were. For instance, like, you know, they agreed on working with UDOT for Mountain Green Interchange. They identified a small valley shuttle bus, you know, adding more bridges at Young Street. So some of it was in support of what we had identified and there were other additional projects. And then this plan also spells out some funding resources. And I went through and for each project identified what it was eligible for. So it's sort of like a comprehensive, these are the goals of the area, projects that are worth pursuing, and then how to maybe get that funding. So in the 2019 plan, let me get to the page. Or I'll do this instead. Oh, I'm just gonna do this instead. So Ty, you can't see, but I'll just read it to you. So in the 2019 plan, the vision statement that we identified was to plan for transportation in a way that promotes sustainability, balancing environmental, economic, and fiscal, and maintains quality of life. And then the goals of the plan and how we ranked the projects was improving safety, assuring mobility efficiency, maintaining existing infrastructure, and preserving future corridors, providing access to jobs and businesses, providing access to regional recreation opportunities, and then safely accommodate active transportation. So what I want to do tonight is review the statement and these goals to see if it's still consistent with, you know, how we look at the Valley today. This was done with Ogden Valley, so some of this is reflected in sort of their priorities as well. So basically either get agreement for this vision statement and these goals, or you change them based on how we're feeling about the Valley today and where we want to go.
So with Ogden Valley being in it, where do they have their say?
Well, so it was decided that Ogden Valley didn't maybe need the same forum that Morgan did. And so in 2020, 2021 or something, it was decided to like break this RPO and then reform it as just Morgan County.
Okay.
So they're not participating in it anymore. Yeah.
So I think we had the same goals, but then when it came to the criteria, they came up with their own rank and rating than we did. I'm not sure the goals are very far off, but the way we prioritize, we put active transportation really low as a priority compared to Upper Ogden Valley. And I can't remember the other differences, but I think the goals were the same.
Yeah, we had the same goals, and you're right. We just, the weighting was slightly different. as you mentioned, the safety one, active transportation, Morgan weighted like 10%, Weber County weighted at 25, and then they weighted the recreation stuff a little higher, but Morgan County, like access to jobs, maintenance, and then mobility was a little higher. But do you feel like these six goals are still the goals that we want to go with, or are there updates or changes, new goals that we want to talk about?
Now that we're, this is Ty, now that we're just Morgan, and I don't know where this fits into the goals, but interconnectivity, I think, between the county and the city might be something to consider.
Yes.
So if we look around the city and just say, you know, it's like we've got 600 East, that may or may not be a county or city road because it's right on our boundary. We got a potential for a road, or we need a road between Morgan Valley Drive and Island Road as a second way out, which includes both of us. There's a development potential on the south side of town that would involve county and city if you extend past Field Street Church. So anyway, I just think that maybe interconnectivity between county and city, now that we're just Morgan County, might be worth a little bit more of a goal.
Okay, do you want that in the vision statement or as a separate goal?
No, as a goal. Just okay. Just something to consider. Last time we were, it's not going to be Ogden Valley's goal to drill down, but now because it's just city county, I think that maybe a little bit more detail, because the roads that we're going to be talking about are maybe future road corridors.
I think within that,
just my 2 cents.
Within that, you're going to have to also think about the connections between the future city and Mountain Green.
Okay.
The connectivity between that one and this city also. And that's why the trails is kind of important now versus before.
Yeah, so maybe we generalize instead of the city and the county to like, How would you want to phrase that if there's a future
main population
city?
Areas?
It's like coordinate gateways into the city from the county.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
That rumor has been around since 66.
Wow. Oh, yeah. And people are still pushing it now, but it's not going to happen for a while. My opinion, but I could be totally wrong.
There was a time when I was a kid that they were going to annex into Weber County.
What do you mean? That was 3 years ago.
Well, this was back in the 60s.
Oh. Ty and Lance, can you hear everyone okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops, we'll go to Davis County.
Do you want to say the city? Is this connection to Mountain Green being a city? Is that like
Morgan is the only city?
Yeah, it is the only city. So we have to follow it.
Isn't going to incorporate for a while.
No.
Okay.
We have sort of a sensitive ground with Wasatch Peaks because Davis County is like, come on over.
That's right. That referendum passes. Davis County.
I don't think
it will, but I'm just saying.
The Supreme Court will see the illegalities of what was submitted.
I hope.
I hope so too.
That's what I hope.
But yet they are very willing to help us with a lot of this kind of stuff. If you talk to them, more than willing to help us with trails.
Oh, Wasatch Peaks.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, WPR, yeah.
WPR.
They've been very involved.
And we just don't want them to go to
We won't be on their property, but they'll be willing to help us along the old highways and make connectivity a lot easier for county residents.
Okay.
So we need to play them as a big player. They're the Michael Jordan of the game, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. It's the truth.
How do you feel about the other goals? Are there ones that you want to reward or take off? Or
I don't know if I'd use the word assure. I would say ensure, to ensure mobility efficiency.
Okay.
And maybe make it a little bit more defined. Is that mobility of the handicapped? Is that just traffic mobility? I mean, what mobility are we trying to be efficient on?
Very good thought.
Ty, do you remember the conversation last time about that goal?
Sorry, what was the goal?
The assure mobility efficiency.
I think that related a lot to just active transportation, but it was more bike than it was ADA. I don't think ADA was even part of the discussion, because they were more talking about people biking on Trapper's Loop and how narrow that was, and then biking to on 12th Street or Ogden Canyon, and then 66 up to East Canyon.
I would reword it then.
If I remember right, anyway. I don't think it was a matter of ADA compliance, because we're so far away from that.
Josh, if we...
Was that the question?
Yeah.
Wide road for a bike path? And then also allow somebody to push a wheelchair? Or...
Well, that's true, but that would increase circulation efficiency more than mobility, right?
We said, does the project improve roadway level of service?
Yeah, I
think we did mobility because we didn't want to say traffic flow was, I'm looking through the note, some of the stuff we put under that was, there was a tunnel at Wolf Creek Road allowing the golf carts and other and pedestrians and bicyclists to go under the road, so that it wasn't a conflict in slowing down the traffic flow. But because there wasn't much traffic per se, I think we didn't want to say ensure traffic flow. So we were trying to be more holistic, I think.
Circulation pattern efficiency.
That would be a better wording for it, I think.
Mobility seems to imply handicap.
Right.
I think a lot of people are using mobility to be mode neutral.
That could be too.
In the transportation planning world.
Mode neutral?
You're not just saying traffic flow, because then that's not taken into consideration transit or active transportation. So
those are all transportation modes though, and they all need their own circulation patterns. You're gonna have to plan for both pedestrian and vehicle.
What was the wording again? You wanted
mobile? I don't know. I would just say ensure circulation pattern efficiency. I mean, that way it takes out mobility. If you like mobility,
it doesn't need to be my way.
Mobility almost seems to me more vehicle use or bicycle or something like that. It doesn't take into any kind of walking. I don't know, maybe it does. If you look at it. You want to need one too?
No.
It's my lungs.
Are you guys all sick over there?
Well, I got anytime since COVID, anytime there's an allergy or anything that happens, it goes straight to my lungs immediately. I was sick Monday.
New drug just darn near killed me this week.
Oh my gosh.
That was 4 days on my back.
Jesus, it wasn't quite that long. They were wondering if I'd come to the meeting on Tuesday night so we could have a meeting.
Mine isn't.
Oh, yours isn't respiratory. Okay.
Well, not really.
Okay.
His voice, so.
But it's tickling.
Yeah, you sound a little raspy. Okay, but we're good with safety, ensure circulation.
Safety is a big thing because you've got bicycle. I mean, if you improve safety, you're going to have to put in active transportation systems.
Okay.
Because I can't walk up and down my road.
Yeah, and we did say safely accommodate.
Yes, it's real early or real late or in the middle of the day.
So I'll just read them one more time for you, Ty. There's improve safety, ensure circulation pattern efficiency, maintain existing infrastructure and preserve future corridors, provide access to jobs and businesses, provide access to regional recreation opportunities, and safely accommodate active transportation. And then we added coordinate gateways into the city from the county.
Okay, one other thing.
Yeah.
Provide access to regional recreation opportunities. Why regional?
The emphasis there was on like the
tourism.
Well, yeah, tourism is there. Not regional. We want to bring in people from outside of the region.
We were trying to differentiate like a major recreation site from like a minor, like a local park versus that there were all the ski resorts and there was multiple reservoirs. And we were trying to say like Taggart, for instance, is ensure safety of the, or what does it say? Access like things like Taggart and the reservoir versus the soccer field was less important. But we, I mean, Ty, what were you going to say?
Yeah, same thing. They have there's Pine View, East Canyon, Lost Creek, the river. It was just more significant recreation opportunities. So.
That's down to.
I think those goals cover it.
Okay.
Pretty much to the end. Get on the trailer that fast.
Because. When we get to the criteria to rank and rate, we still have a ton of room there to decide how we feel about each individual project.
Yeah.
The one that goes from Old Highway Road up to the first roundabout.
Okay.
And then it goes all the way down past Old Farm.
Yeah, that one down too.
Yeah.
Past the Highlands.
On to the freeway. The 84
yes.
going towards
yes.
us.
Yes.
The only problem is I was there yesterday.
It's owned by the state.
Yeah, it's owned by
Trappers
the
Loop, huh?
Yeah.
Towards that state owned UDOT.
So can we request potholes filled?
Should be able to.
Yeah. We can. And then there's also the problem of the crossing walk we need to have between Sinclair and the other side. Because a kid,
amen.
That kid came, you know, I was coming down. Luckily, I'm watching, but.
If you can send me an email to remind me, I can email David Algers and find out who we need to talk to ask for those potholes to be filled.
I have lots of friends I grew up with in Mountain Green, and they think that the mayor is of the county too.
All right.
So they give me their comments. But
no, I get it.
There's a great need there.
Yeah, let me find, if you can just send me an email to remind me. I'll find out who we need to call.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Julie.
Yeah.
Hey, as I'm reading over these, the circulation pattern, I feel like it's confusing. I looked up mobility, and I know this kind of already got hashed over, but when you look up the definition of mobility is the ability to move freely. I guess I'm looking at it a little different. What does circulation pattern mean, you know? And I think mobility says exactly what we're after. Like I say, I'm good with whatever. I felt like it ran a little easier and better as just mobility. And that's exactly, you look at the definition, that is exactly what we're after. You know, that ability to move freely. So I'm good with whatever with it, but so.
How about just putting in their mobility, circulation, efficiency? That's all. That way it takes care of both.
As two separate, like mobility and circulation?
I'm not going to use
mobility, circulation.
Okay, let's just, yeah, I go for just leaving it, I think. Okay, so if we're, so any other comments on the goals? Okay, so the vision statement from the previous plan was plan for transportation in a way that promotes sustainability, balancing environmental, economic, and fiscal, and maintains fiscal sustainability.
Well, it seems like there's something missing after balancing environmental, economic, and fiscal. What elements?
Okay. I think what's missing is sustainability. I get like aspects or something. Okay, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just kind of reasonable function.
Do you want me to put sustainability in there or aspects or? Well,
you have to promote sustainability, then in promotion, in parentheses, you're saying balancing environmental, economic, and fiscal.
Yeah, because I guess we could, yes.
Elements, I would.
Yeah, so that's why I'm suggesting maybe aspects. Of,
if you... Aspects are great.
Okay.
It needs.
Okay. Let's do aspects /. Attention. And then maintains quality of life, which is kind of a generic statement, but at least, you know, it's getting that we're focusing on the livability of the area. And then, you know, we're thinking about these other things that like in the environment, the economy, and, you know, government fiscal.
Didn't it also improve public health and safety at the same time?
Yeah. Do you want those called out separately from quality of life? So like plan in a way that promotes sustainability, maintains quality of life, and improves public health and safety. Okay.
Because that's, I mean, my whole department is about improving public health and safety with regards to planning and subdivisions and commercial development and everything else.
Yeah.
And that's our main goal as the commissioners too. Safety, health, and welfare of the county.
Okay. Lance or Ty, do you have anything on the division statement?
I don't think so.
So Ty, it now reads, because everyone else can see it, so I'm reading it for you. It now reads, plan for transportation in a way that promotes sustainability, balancing environmental, economic, and fiscal aspects, maintains quality of life, and improves public health and safety.
How about public health, welfare, and safety of the county?
That sounds good.
I like it.
Okay, do you want me to add of the county at the end, or because it's for the county?
I would suggest
Morgan Valley.
Of Morgan Valley.
It's a little wordy, the whole thing. But I think it's good. It's a good vision statement.
It's like the Department of Redundancy Department.
Okay. All right, so if we're good with those that statement and those goals, then I think the next thing was we were gonna review the map. But while I have you, Lance, and Ty on the phone call, can I just talk about the I-84 interchange real quick, and then we'll go to the map so they can drop off. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
whatever you want.
Okay, so I don't know how involved or how meetings necessarily get back to things that happen at meetings, how they get disseminated. So when was this meeting? Last Tuesday, there was a meeting for, it's like the community technical committee or something of the Mountain Green Interchange. Who was there? Somebody from the Trails Foundation of Northern Utah. Austin Turner was there. Brett Slater from UDOT, the chief fire chief, someone from Snow Basin, a few property owners were there, and they
know Jared Anderson.
Unfortunately, no one from the county, no one from county government other than planning. And what is?
I wasn't able to go.
Yeah, what is Austin's official role? Emergency management. So like emergency and fire were there, but yeah. So basically they kind of went over the feedback they heard at the first meeting in terms of sort of the purpose and need and like benefits and, you know, with the desires, I guess you would say, of the county. And then they went over what they were going to ask UDOT for. And so they were asking for an environmental assessment to be done, not a full EIS. And so that environmental assessment would have the purpose and need of improving out of direction travel. I'm a little bit confused about what the out of direction travel actually is, because it seems to me like Like if you're, the ways that you can't get back on the interstate would be eastbound, but going to Peterson would take you in the eastbound direction, and actually the out of direction travel from like Trapper's Loop is westbound to go eastbound, you know, that makes sense. So I'm not really quite sure like what the out of direction travel we're solving is, but in any case, that was the purpose and need. And they wanted a purpose and need that was focused so that it would focus like the solution on something that was transportation related. I guess they were saying if you get a purpose and need that's sort of too broad, then the solutions are, can be very broad based, right? So if, for instance, if this purpose and need was we're trying to improve the economy, well, then the solutions can be non-transportation, right? And then, so they basically said the timeline is that you have, I think, legally 1 year to finish an EA. So there's some, you know, wrap up with what they're doing right now before they would begin the official like EA process later this year. So the idea is that by next year, they would have the EA done, and that would include design, not full fledged design, but I think like, you know, this is the, if we're going to do a single point urban interchange or what that interchange would look like. There was some identification of some issues now, which would be like potential impacts to the rest area. At the rest area, there's a historic monument, which may need to get moved. That would obviously be impacts. Obviously the river and the railroad tracks are impacts. As of right now, they're not looking at like going south of the river. That property to the south is not included in the study area. So the interchange would be like as tight to the current main line. I think the hope is obviously not to have to move the main line I-15. So it seems like they are making whatever good progress, and hopefully the document's done by the end of next calendar year.
So when do they have another meeting, or is this?
It seemed like this might have been the last meeting for this like scoping section of the project. And then as they're doing the EA, they're required to do public involvement. It sounded like there would be a similar like committee through that process as well.
Okay. Can I ask a special request? Move them along as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Just in case certain individuals decide they want to get on the commission.
Okay. Yeah. And I think I told you, but the project manager switched. And so now it's Brett Slater.
Oh, okay.
So the old project manager, I'm not sure, I forgot who he was, is taking over I-15 because I-15 project manager got promoted. So okay. There was like a ripple effect. So, but Brett's been at the region one for quite a while. So doing project management. So he knows. He's a good guy. If you haven't met him before.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was an informative meeting. I am not sure, like, I think they just went over a lot of what that happened at the first meeting. And then, you know, there was.
If you have another one and Jared doesn't show up, would you please call me and I'll come down?
Yeah.
So what you were saying, Julie, is they're looking at shifting the exit where the freeway is now and then moving the pattern of the freeway.
So what they were, so I guess FHWA, the Federal Highway Administration, does not like half interchanges. So the idea is that that interchange would possibly get closed. I mean, will likely get closed if the interchange moves. I think they'll try to fit it all within the existing right-of-way they have, but there is some chance, and they don't want to do it, obviously, because it's expensive to move the main line slightly up so they can fit more right there. I think they'll try to figure out a way to, like, do something with the ramps to minimize the distance between the main line and the ramps to fit it in before you get to the railroad tracks or the river.
I heard it was going over
the railroad.
Railroad's over here, but you're shifting it, I guess, to the north.
And they're not necessarily shifting it. It's just one of the things that they'll have to consider. They did show alternative where there would be flyover ramps. I personally don't believe that they should do flyover ramps simply because that flyover ramp means like a touchdown area. And in that area, you really don't have any access. You don't have access to that ramp. So if you were to develop that area the way that I believe the county wants to develop that area, you would be cutting off like connection.
Okay.
Traffic. Wait, what did you say it was? Circulation mobility, right? No, you didn't say
that's exactly what it should be. circulation
patterns. Mobility. So I think that they should try to get the ramps as close to the interstate as possible. So you're maximizing development potential.
Okay. That's good.
But I also think you should stop. Like the other thing with the ramps is that, you know, we all do this, right? You're going like 80 on the interstate and then you're coming down and you're like just barely slowing down before you hit like where it's, and so it's going to, for pedestrians and bicycles, they're going to be so fast if you want the area to be walkable, right? That if you stop them at a signal, like near, you know, as they come off, then hopefully the speeds are slower through there. And then it's more, it's like nicer for the development that's being planned or the town center there.
Yeah, just play at this in Exchange in Morgan. You'll see that's very true.
Yeah.
So
you're already 10 feet from the stop sign.
Right.
Touch the brake and don't stop.
Game over.
Yeah.
So they're not, they're thinking of going over the freeway, the existing freeway.
Yeah, I guess they would have to go over it. So like.
It look like down by Cabela's. I think that's so awesome. They go over both interstates. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that one is.
Wait, down in Sandy or whatever?
No, in the
Farmington.
So they would do something similar where in this case the ramps would go up and then there'd be like one bridge over that would get you back on the interstate going eastbound or off the interstate going eastbound.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to stay away from the railroad property as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I like that.
You're a good way to hold the project. Try to work the railroad.
Yeah, that'd take us 10 years. We won't even be here in time for the Olympics.
So that's the update with that land and tie is just so I know they had to submit a letter to UDOT and get approval from I think Carlos or someone that an EA was an acceptable next step. And then they'll start, you know, probably as soon as they can with the actual environmental work. Okay, Ty and Lance, we're gonna go to the map now. So I mean, feel free to jump off and enjoy your...
Come and watch it.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Lance. Thanks, Ty. Bye.
See y'all.
Okay. So I'll just leave this on so it's recording us, though.
Yeah, see that map, Lance?
Well, I might listen. I don't have nothing else to do.
Are you going to stay on or are you going to...
No, I'll probably stay on and listen.
Okay. So yeah, you guys can get up. Okay. You want, or you can, whatever. So I have.
I'm working all the time. So. Yeah, I figured I would wear my Halloween outfit, one that I wear all
and
the time.
And then, apparently there's this tape. So we sometimes use this tape to do like mark things. We have a workshop coming up, and I want to just make sure that the tape still works. I'm going to have you guys do the tape so I can use you as guinea pigs for this other workshop. But yeah, so the way the map is, I didn't put a legend on this, but this is the Mountain Green, like, zoomed in. This is to test your knowledge because only some of these roads have street labels.
This trap is.
And then this is Morgan City, zoomed in. Here, let me flip this map there because... I was thinking about you sitting down and not resting. Here's your tape. Did you guys get that tape back?
I haven't had it yet.
And then, so the stuff that's in like this red color is a project that was on the 2019 plan. The blue markings is a spot improvement. That was on the 2019 plan. So, like for this one, there's obviously a site, right? There's a site issue with the interchange right here, State Street, the Young Street Bridge. So,
what 2019 plan?
And then these green dash dots are planned trails. So I put them on top of where we had something else.
Are they planned trails from the 2019?
No, from your
okay.
recent
trail master plan.
We do have a copy of that. Okay, I just want to make sure the planning department has it.
I can check my emails.
So you can see that some of them were on somewhere that we had already identified. Let me think of what.
So what is this one here? It's a green one.
So that's like, I think it's like a city along the creek for a little bit. And then, so that's a trail that was from the plan you just did. Or a plan.
It's a plan.
But yeah, so I try to put the stuff that came from, like, was proposed on here. So, you know, we'll incorporate that stuff. And then.
Is that East Canyon? Oh, okay. So that's, and there's nothing from 84. Where's 84?
So this one,
That's Mountain Green. I'm talking about going up towards
Lost Creek.
Okay, so 84 is here. So here's Corydon, and then
there we are. Okay.
So this project was we had suggested a reservoir access and management study. Okay. There was a lot of discussion 4 years ago about all of the reservoirs backing up and large RVs or boats. Trying to make turns and how all this stuff was.
I got your tree bag out.
I see what.
This one right here.
You want a tree? So here, let me go over again with the projects. So we had the Mountain Green interchange relocation, which is this one. And so that is actually being studied right now. The Yonge Street Bridge new construction, so that one is done. And then we had an active transportation crossing and trail extension. Which are those two dots? But I guess it's done.
So we got Yonge Street Bridge right here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The guys did.
And then the trail eventually going around.
So you can either draw it or put the tape down.
Well, I should still put the tape.
Let's see if it's gonna work with everyone.
So the bridge is right here.
Did you get some goodies?
Eventually, trail behind the bus garage. The county line, and then from the county line up to Mercer.
The main goal is to put one all the way along.
Mayor, if you can hear me, there's been a change that is going to go in front of the bus garage due to cost and difficulty of going behind the bus garage like we originally to do. I mean, not a big change, but just FYI.
Other than it's going to change ours, Lance, because we were planning on going from the back of the bus garage all the way around the fairgrounds along the river.
Well, I mean, in a way, I guess I kind of look at it makes more sense, because then people walk into the fairgrounds, it puts them right at that front gate where people come in. It's closer access to the pickleball courts and all that. Me and the engineers went and walked behind there, and the trees and brush is so thick that we couldn't even do any survey work. And when we got looking at how to do a suspended walkway boardwalk thing, it was going to put us enough into the channel that we're going to have to go through all that hassle. Eventually we would love to do it, but for now in order just to, we can't blow all our trails money on one little 200-foot section. We've got a lot of other places to do. So we're kind of going to do the way that we can make get it done, and we'll worry about that later, I guess.
And that may affect us because we seriously are going to put the lava over.
You're seriously going to do what?
Put the trail along the river.
Okay.
And the reason for that, I mean, we could have a trail on the outside too, but the reason for the trail along the river is so that people can have a river walk.
Yeah.
It's a destination type economic development.
But you could actually get that going behind the fairgrounds after the bus garage.
Yeah, that's what we were planning on doing. And I was looking at
it. And this, where the bridge is, it'll also turn left and go to Commercial Street.
Yeah.
With a trail.
And so right now this, so the trail, the current trail ends the street, and then the planned trail starts back up on State Street. Does this section at Riverside Park, it has that sidewalk, should I draw that so the trail extends already?
Yes, it's the Nicholson Mile.
Yeah, okay.
Nicholson Mile, and then this is the other one that's going to go from that Nicholson Mile right there. Mm-hmm. That's existing.
And then we'll come out of this new bridge, turn right, turn left down to Commercial Street, so we'll have a whole circle.
Okay, so is this, the proposed trail, I think, was like basically on Commercial Street. Are you?
That's basically it, yes.
So Lance, that's still a go to turn left after the bridge, right?
Yes, we're working on the design for that for next spring to get from the bridge over to the end of the sidewalk on Commercial Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's part of our hopeful plan.
So the other projects we had last time, so I guess in Morgan, it's with Morgan. So yeah, there was this project is a widening of State Street. Is that something?
Not in the city, you don't need to widen it. It's outside of the city, you got to widen it.
So this is widening for additional travel lanes, not widening for like shoulders.
I hope we don't get more travel lanes. Through the city? Do we want more?
Well, we could sure use a center turn lane.
Liam, what do you think
What
about
we need
that?
To do is we need to pave it and get it down so that we're not leaning like this as we drive along it, if we're going to do that.
And a guy in a wheelchair could actually get across.
Yeah, that's right.
Lance, what about a center turn lane or additional travel lanes on State Street through the city?
You know, I have never heard UDOT talk about that in any of the meetings I've been to and any of their long-term plans. I've never heard word of that. I don't think it is. I think that is so far down on their priority list. I fought to try and get them to even do a little bit more work to try and help the ADA and fix the edge of the road before they did their chip seal, and they just wouldn't hear it. And I really don't see them do anything else for another 20 years.
It's actually in their long range plan right now as a phase one need, but unfunded.
Yeah, that's like I said, I've never heard that in the meetings I've been to, but they may have just, it may be so far out they just haven't brought it up.
I mean, is it something that we want to show on this plan, or do we want to, are we not interested? I mean, are we interested in the center turn lane, interested in additional travel lanes, or not interested in any of it to take it off?
Well, the McDonald's has changed the whole traffic.
Oh, but it is.
The circulation pattern.
It's nuts.
So maybe an additional center turn lane would be helpful.
They actually, what do you call that, Lance? Commercial road?
Industrial road.
So they cut a lane towards the sidewalk, so you can turn right. But it's pretty hard to turn Industrial onto State Street unless you go through Ridley's.
Okay.
Pretty impossible.
So go turn left onto State.
And the state county sheds are already saying, holy Toledo, we got a problem.
It's no sheds.
Because they're going to have to come out, try to turn left.
Oh.
That might be your first stoplight.
So, Lance, what do you seriously think? Take that project off or modify it or leave it?
Well, how does that work for us where it's really a project that we have no say over? I mean, I think there could probably be some improvements on State Street if they'd have done a little more work with this last project, where maybe you could have striped a center lane in areas and it may have helped. I mean, I'm no traffic engineer, but we have no say over any of that.
Yeah, I think it just helps as you guys having those conversations to say, like, well, we got together at the city and the county and talked about this, and this isn't a priority for us, or this isn't something that we think should be done.
Okay, well, I think it's good to leave on then that it's showing it's something we're aware of. I mean, even for future development in the city, you know, we talk about needing some upgrades to the railroad bridge and the off ramps coming into the city. I think with, you know, potential future development, you may, I personally think that you'll see another off ramp back at the road that goes to our sewer lagoons before you'll ever see major improvements to that railroad bridge and those off ramps, because it's going to be cheaper to build another one than try and do a railroad bridge to get more width under there, if that makes sense.
And I'm not giving up on another.
I mean, probably not in my lifetime, but.
Go past Morgan exit.
Yeah.
Half a mile and exit there for mining trucks and school buses.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
this.
Right there, back up there, about where you.
Yeah. So at this interchange, we had a project to improve the interchange, including why were we so specific? Cast and fix concrete bridge. But I think it doesn't improve the center change in the site distances, I guess, you know, replace the bridge. That's, they really didn't have a really.
How are they going to do that with the railroad? Railroad will not move. So we have to go down underground again, further and around and underneath and make more of a bridge.
Well, I think
for the railroad,
this can stay. I think the issue is that the stop sign, the issue is that the stop signs are so, there's so little visibility at that stop sign. And so if
I know that.
Yeah, so if we can turn widen left out the
second north or second west,
the bridge,
but it's the underpass. It's just an exit, not an entrance.
So this was an improvement of the current interchange, so visibility was better and.
I mean, it'd be nice to get right back on the freeway there too, instead of having to go clear to the other one. That's where you need
the freeway actually.
Other than the fact that I know why they did it, at least I think I know why they did it, is because it was so quick around that curve that you had to exit into Morgan, and then you just go up right past all the houses, and that was not part of it. And now that we've got the Yonge Street Bridge, it'll help. It'll help because then
it'll be nice to activate that again.
Well,
coming west,
I'd like to have them both.
Yeah,
but I enjoy the one here at Morgan because I hated that one. You're there. It was just you couldn't.
Yeah.
So yeah, on the awesome. I should have put the long range plan on here. On the long range plan, there's that interchange improvement is a phase one need unfunded, and then there's the other interchange that you're talking about, constructing a new full interchange there, which they say the phase two need and then unfunded. So they're acknowledging that both of those interchanges need.
They need some help with both. I don't think it will happen in our lifetime.
No, I just can't believe Jennifer's not accessible anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I think
Hannifer and our.
So what's the reason for why they didn't add that to the Oh, they think that the
around the mountain there.
Coming westbound.
Yeah, but you would merge over before you got to the turn.
Well, most people didn't. They would come around that corner thinking they had plenty of room to go and merge into and get off the exit. No, you didn't. You had 100 feet.
Hmm.
And that's all there was 100 feet. And people, how do I get off in the morning? I got to go clear to Peterson. That's exactly what was happening.
But that wouldn't be the only exit, no.
Yeah, but that was the reason.
Oh, sorry, I'm talking about on the eastbound on-ramp.
Eastbound's fine, except that we have to go across the property, the frontage road, basically, from State Street, go across the one road to the next stop.
Yeah, okay. Let me rephrase the question. Why is it that you have to do that and why they didn't just put the on-ramp for eastbound as an on-ramp for the eastbound?
Maybe if you would get with them with your skill and salesmanship.
And you could do it for us.
Because they look at me like I'm
crazy. So we'll keep this on and then we'll add, because it's on the statewide plan.
Here, you want some green?
Maybe change
that. I got green.
And then the other Morgan.
Wait. In fact, the nice thing about it being there is you don't have to deal with the roadwork.
Yeah.
So the other Morgan stuff is Morgan City, rather, is lighting and signage improvements around the school area for that direct transportation, and then that was it in terms of like Morgan City.
Somebody was maybe even suggesting that roundabout Yonge Street, State Street. I would really love to see that. That would be a
service. You mean right here by the.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't love to see it in terms of like
how fast people are around.
It actually reduces the effectiveness of commercial on the corner because you have to move the driveways back even further. Yeah. So, plenty of commercial there.
And where's the commercial you're thinking of?
Just right here.
Right here? Well, Blaine Smith will never do anything. Okay. Good luck. That's like some people tell me.
We have each other's back.
Work with me. And I can say they will. So I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then this right here is, I think it was bike.
Told you to be the next
one. This is a bike facility. And then this
time to be the next man.
And then this is there anything else we need to talk about in Morgan that's not there?
I think the crosswalk by McDonald's now. It's honestly 75 to 100 kids there for lunch, walking.
Okay.
But the state says, no, you don't have enough. It was over the bridge.
But you could do like a beacon, like a hockey game. That's
what I said.
Okay. So with that, okay.
Just bring a Chick-fil-A on the other side of the street.
You'd have it solved, huh?
No problems.
Oh my God, I would love if you got Chick-fil-A.
And I'll go there instead.
I don't know why. It's more expensive.
Every time I've ever asked them about doing those push button lighted beacons, they tell me no. Even when I offer to pay for them, they still tell me no.
Yeah. You think Chick-fil-A will solve it if we're on the other side?
I half bet, yeah.
This year we're going to
solve it. Okay,
yeah. So when we get to that. Okay, so we're good with Morgan City.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the south side of the
county? The only problem is down here on Yonge Street, guys. We've got to be able to widen or extra trail from a certain point, and I don't know exactly where that is, across East Canyon Creek, because there is not much there for us to walk on.
Okay, the city stops at the creek.
I do.
Yeah, and Lance, you're still planning a trail down to the creek, right? It's in sort of plans.
Well, I had Jones and Associates run some cost estimates, and I'm hopeful, depending on how some other projects, I'd like to go from 300 West. Well, eventually my vision, I guess, maybe I'm wrong, would be some type of a walking path all the way up Island Road to 300 West. And then we'd maybe narrow up Young Street, the road, just a little bit, and go with from 300 West up the south side of Young Street to basically East Canyon Creek with a walking path, in hopes that someday that would continue down and maybe go up Morgan Valley Drive somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, the Peterson subdivision is going in right now.
That's down here.
Wait, the Peterson subdivision. Why is the Peterson subdivision down here?
It's called the name of the person doing it.
Highway Road.
Well,
hopefully
it's not come up, but I was going to call it a better name than that.
That's his last name.
They're the ones that you had asked me to tell, have you contact them about annexing their property in the city.
We actually had a request for that like over 2 years ago.
Yeah, but 3 months ago, Ty and the city attorney asked me to have them contact about the potential for them annexing into the city.
Well, you'd have to take everything else in between there too. Can't go around it and annex this and not forget.
That's the thing, their property is contiguous to the city boundary.
Yeah. So well, you're saying Young Street, correct, right here?
Here's the other one.
Yeah, there's a school district property over here.
Oh, that's good.
And it's right adjacent. Is it all the way down
here? Yeah, it's down here. By
I don't think so.
It's down here by Deep Creek.
No.
Yes,
no,
the school
not.
Property is right in this bend right here.
School property is right over here. And they've got, the Pearsons have 80 acres right here.
Yeah.
Is this Radio Peterson?
No, Steve.
No, Steve Peterson.
Steve. Well,
not
you're
the Chad Peterson,
right? Annexation.
Right, not Chad Peterson, right?
No, not Chad.
Or Bruce Peterson.
Yeah, you know I got to talk to you about it, right?
About you?
No, about the whole thing. After this public meeting's over,
okay.
We'll talk about it.
That's fine.
You're not in trouble.
So, okay,
you're
so with the
code.
Annexation or whatever. So there is a proposed trail, I believe it's on the county,
yeah.
For this. What? And I was just going to take all of the stuff that was on the county if you plan to crop it in.
The only thing is, you don't have.
What is the?
You don't have to gear up.
So Lance, my comment is on that 80 acres.
We don't have a trail up there, which
Peterson
we have a trail all the way up
to
Morgan Valley Drive.
City?
To Highway 66 right here.
Would be a traffic concern.
This
on
was
there.
On the plan to have this?
Yeah, to have a.
Okay.
I
this
heard
right
about
here,
it,
what we
right
had
here.
On this plan.
Oh, okay.
On Morgan Valley, all the way to 66.
Yeah.
But you're
saying
that,
saying,
that,
right?
That this is also on.
I can kind of. I am only getting bits.
Well, that's
not
just it.
Is that
what
that
is? So if we cross East Canyon,
but I'll just double check that it. Okay.
There would be a subdivision there, an 80-acre subdivision.
At least I get helps. Yeah.
That would want to annex into the city, and then where are they going to enter the freeway with? Two or three or four cars per home.
You're going around back up Young Street all the way.
But I know we have it all the way.
I think.
And then we have the widening.
I think our council would have a problem with that.
And that project that you just pointed out is signage and a shoulder widening.
Either shoulder or an extra trail.
First I've heard
now
of it.
Is what we're talking
yeah, that's the first
about.
I've
okay, so I can do shoulder
right heard about it, although, I mean, technically it does border the
if a
trail, city, you know.
Yeah.
I would almost rather
and I, but the thing is, I think we're better off having it annexed in for the utilities and all that, so we own it all rather than having someone do a subdivision that want to send us sewers and something, you know.
Yeah, the problem would be would
and get it right
density would be a lot more.
Okay, perfect.
Well, it all depends on what they want to do and what they're proposing.
People up there.
Yeah.
Would you rather have? Why
well, we'll have to look into that.
Lighting or a trail?
Hear about it a little.
Otherwise,
yeah, we'll have to talk when we get back.
So,
And yeah, so on this also with 65, also we had shoulder widening, but
Thinking up there, it would probably be a shoulder widening more. Okay. And the reason I say that is because it's not as well traveled, even though it's a scenic byway. But then again, I could be wrong. It might be better for a trail.
A detached trail?
Detached.
Those are always good.
Yeah, they are good.
So I'll do shoulder widening or trail.
Yeah.
You can make an 8-foot trail multi-purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Those would be perfect.
And we would have a lot of good, I think it'd be best to have a trail the whole way.
Any other, since we're talking about sort of south of Morgan, any other improvements that are needed there?
Jeremy Ranch Road.
Yeah, Jeremy Ranch Road would be nice, but that's a private road. It's
private road.
Okay. Where's Morgan County Jeremy Ranch?
It's right here.
Okay.
It's right there. Right there.
And what does that go to that would need to widen?
That goes to Park City.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It goes to Summit County, right?
And
over,
is it paved right
now? No.
Oh, okay. So this thing I'm pretty pave it. Is and it? Like right up the standard. Do you
want to
put that on the plan?
We
can add it.
Is that it? No,
because
that's easy.
There's
the
ranch road.
This is the Jeremy Ranch road.
Yeah, sorry, it's underneath. That's Jeremy Ranch.
Okay.
And we lose out of Morgan right here.
Yeah, and then
it goes to Jeremy Golf Course.
Right there. So yeah, that's correct. And this here is where Jeremy Ranch was just bought, and they brought part into our county. And
I thought you said they were going to buy all of this for us.
No, that's a different subject. Okay, but anyway, Summit County bought this. That's up against state property.
Wait, Summit County brought property in Morgan County?
Yes, they did. They bought a whole ranch.
But I told them they cannot annex that 1,000 acres unless we get all the way to I-84. You know what they told me? No, we'll work with you.
Interesting.
I'm serious.
So yeah.
Otherwise, I would have said no to it.
So you should have asked for more.
We put tape on the story, so that I'll know that. Yes.
More. The more is I want it to be all of that from I-80.
Yeah.
Down. Highway 89 would be nice. That would be nice.
And I've heard that up here.
Maybe
bring up the standard
here. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, because that will be a future.
Rocky Mountain Power has already put through power throughout that entire.
Yeah, they already did.
Yeah.
And they had a big fight going through.
And
the Double J Ranch.
And it could bring the money to go beyond East Canyon Resort. Over to the Salt Lake, Harley's Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how
they're. I mean, this would be awesome to do because now, like the other day, I was coming down the canyon and there was a crash before the exit.
Mill Creek,
To
Mountaindale.
Mm-hmm. So, like, there's no other way to get. Oh, I mean, that is it's a little bit of a jaunt, but I mean, if you're second, it took me an hour.
Oh, yeah.
To get from Kimball Junction to Salt Lake County.
Crazy.
Right?
And I had to do the same thing once.
I had a meeting and I was like,
I'm not
going to be like an hour late.
And then you don't have any cell coverage through here either. So then you can't get a cell phone coverage out until you get back up over here, and then you can.
But if you're trying to get like to Ogden or something, you know.
That's not the way. Well,
no,
so
I mean,
for me,
and
I was
there was something here.
Home.
This could be a backup emergency route.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So.
And it is, but it won't. I'm hoping it will never be paved.
Oh, you don't want it paved? I literally just want
it
paved.
You probably do want it paved just because of the sheer number of people that use it.
Yeah, but these, as you experience, those curves are.
I'm not sure we're going to get, unless we do eminent domain
tight.
Across that road.
And they close this
unless
road.
Unless you figure out a way that we can do
it.
Yeah,
you can do
eminent
domain
close,
to take it for
that.
A public use.
Okay.
With just
This would be a ton easier to stay open.
Because
it's in a sort of a rolling hill part
instead
of mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm worried about the security of the area. So the sheriff, we're going to have extra patrols up there.
Well, we went to...
No, for just plain...
Oh, there's bicyclists right up and down.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I went out there for to look at the Rocky Mountain Power line that was going in, and there were dozens of bikers that short amount of time.
I have my little Prius instead of the 4Runner. By the 4Runner, I could go home that way.
Go with the Prius. Maybe not right now, but...
Oh, yeah, you could right now.
I go in my Cavalier.
There's some gravel down to help with traction.
And you may have to go into the other side and up on top of the ridges, and you know.
You mean to go to Jeremy Road to Park City?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then go down Parley's?
No, I'm just going into Park City. Parley's.
Oh, you live in Park City?
No, my parents do, but our house is under construction.
Okay.
Right now I'm driving.
Oh, well, in that case, it is right here. Okay. It takes about the same amount of time.
Your Prius will do it.
The other way.
It'll just be washboardy, but your Prius will handle it.
Just be mindful. People, they were speeding through that. They were going pretty fast.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
So
you got to be careful. And you're not going to be going fast. You're going to be going 15, 20, 25 miles an hour, and that's it.
Okay. It's a gorgeous drive.
I'm going to do it.
I would.
But I go when we actually live at our own house. Yeah. In the summer, I'll do this.
That's what I'll do.
Sorry.
It's just fine.
I live up here.
Minutes,
so much
homework.
Yeah.
Right.
This is the way I do all the time. So.
Yeah.
Because I live that way.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I live right here.
Well, I'm not a
we live
movie,
just
so.
At the...
Yeah.
Where's that mentioned? So it's like, if you come out...
Didn't know if I was going to make it, but I did.
Immigration.
Okay.
That's like we live right off the
east.
Okay.
That's
easier.
Yeah.
See, this is where I live. Couldn't even get out of the recliner.
I live right the here. Opposite direction.
Just try. Couldn't do it.
Okay, so here, so we're done talking about this area.
This is my
okay. So let's.
Unless you want to put in an OHV trail for me.
Okay. So let's talk about this, like I'll call it Western Morgan. So right now, the projects, what was that we're unveiling? I think
this is the Western part.
Sorry, yeah, Eastern.
This is the Northern.
Yeah, Eastern, whatever, Northeastern. So we have, okay, we're done with that. So we had, let's go. Talk about that. The railroad bridge we had Taggart's River Access Study. That I thought that was being done right now. Was there a river?
I'm trying to think who's doing it.
I don't know.
No.
I thought that there was a river study being done somewhere by like.
It's the whole Weaver Basin. It's the whole Weaver River.
Yeah, but I thought it was over
okay.
I didn't know.
Well, this is not the river study. This is I-84 Croydon Interchange.
Right.
So the river study.
Oh, good. Good.
Here and now.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Good deal.
Yeah. Jared sent
me. Tell everybody hi.
P language and it's been posted.
All righty.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll keep on the Tiger River access. I mean, would you say that you're doing that right now?
We're working on it
right now. In progress, right? And then this is the Croydon Interchange, which is basically improving the interchange, including realignments of the westbound ramps.
All right.
Okay, we'll keep that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's Lance's comment. Wonder if they'd get any interest from all the residents along Morgan Valley Drive to just take everything from the Y, annex the whole thing. Then you've only got one more property owner to be at the school property.
Don't ask anybody in Milton. Did I say that out loud?
No.
Sorry.
No, but I'm perfectly fine with that.
I get calls all the time.
You might as well become the commissioner then.
Just, we're not annexing into the city.
That's what they said.
I said.
And I'm like, well, it's not really up to you. It's up to the property owners who want to annex in, and then the county has nothing to say about it.
Well, actually, there's another, no. I thought there was another stipulation if they wanted to be annexed into a city or a county, that it had to be a general vote by the people?
I don't think so.
Okay, and then this one, going out to
the referendum or the vote of the people would be the city,
right? Right, right.
Not
well, not the because it's being general. A city, it would be the city that has to vote it. If it's like if Mountain Green wants to be annexed into Weber County, it has to be the whole county to vote, which is what I'm looking for.
I can read up on that, but I'm pretty sure if the property owner who's adjacent to the city wants to annex into the city could amend their annexation map to include that.
Right, and then it goes city to the
council.
Vote.
We would send out notifications of what's going to occur, but the vote would occur in the city council.
Right.
And, city council would
vote. And oh, I thought the thing about it,
population or the city population has to vote.
I don't think so.
Better look at it.
Okay.
Well, so we've got something similar happen.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So this one is access management and
we need a bike lane all the way up.
And then lanes for boat launching, like.
We don't need that. State parks will do that. That's all state parks. State parks is going to be doing their own boat launching. No, this is Lost Creek. So they're going to have their own boat.
Little, little
no.
A little deer home. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's is there a problem then on Lost Creek Road?
Just widening or else
it's still better than going to East Canyon.
Yeah,
there's not enough traffic to get a third travel lane there.
Yeah. And
I would say it needs a trail.
It's getting to be the paddleboard capital.
Yeah, there's a lot. My kids and I have gone fishing there a couple times. There's people always on there.
Yeah. Always.
Always.
And what I've told the state is we have the state road that runs around that Deseret's kept closed for all these years.
Yeah.
So let's just put a trail on the other side of the reservoir.
On the side of here?
Make a bike hiking trail all the way.
That'd be great.
But how steep is this?
I recognize it's steep, but you wouldn't have to necessarily pave it. Put a nice trail.
Well, they got trails down in the Grand Canyon. Yeah. These are steep, but you can
do it. All right, we'll put it on and someone else can figure it later.
I think it will be gangbusters. You could park by the dam, take a ride all the way around the ridge.
Yeah, that would be a nice
hike.
That would be a
But do you want a hiking trail or a biking trail?
Both.
Bicycling.
Multi-purpose.
And then, so there's already this trail.
It's a thin car.
It's like a single track.
Yeah, so
like a deer trail.
Around right here.
Okay. And it's a deer trail.
Okay, yeah. All right. So we'll see. The tape doesn't really work that well if it's like complicated.
Right.
I should have done this.
And then all over on the dam.
Highlighters.
All right. So this is a multi-purpose trail. You want it paved or?
If you want to pave it, go ahead. But I don't think it needs it.
I don't think it's paved. Just a road base, maybe, or because it's awful clayey stuff. You'd have.
We just need some equipment to do it. You get some equipment to do it, and I'll tell you, we'll have a lot of people go and help.
Let's make it an ATV trail and see if we can have some going to the reservoir.
I think they want to keep
you
it.
You make
pristine.
It an ATV trail, though, then you're not gonna get horses.
Right.
I think
no one's
gonna
want to be at the reservoir because then we sold out.
Yeah, we need to not have ATV around that.
So, anything else?
We could allow e-bikes. So,
anything else?
Yes, that one would be about.
The ATV trails put over in this area right here.
What about over here?
Actually, what we were discussing
about
a guided ATV trail from this right in here and come up somewhere around here and come up to there and back down around. That's what you and I were talking about.
Yeah, and I would rather. Where's Hard's grab?
Right there.
This is a test.
Okay, I'd rather it happen up here, and we get up there and we go by the towers.
you know, if you can get Cindy Carter to like it, whoops, sorry, I shouldn't be saying that.
So what
if you can get one landowner up there to allow that, that
couple,
would be great.
A couple.
No, just one.
I think there's a couple.
No, we get the others, okay. It's that one we wouldn't.
So is there anything else? And then, like, what are we calling this? Northeastern county?
Northeastern or northwestern.
That we need to...
That's the northwest. Oh, that's the eastern side. This is west.
Oh, okay, bye.
I think you've gotten about what we need right there.
Okay. So then let's focus on the connection between Mountain Green and Wilkesee Mountain Mima.
I mean, walkable area would be this... I can't see without these different things. Plus, the walkable one would be this. Not here. Even though I don't know if that's what that means or not. Because they have nothing there on that road. The walkable road. Because this is all residents. We have nothing in there.
You want sidewalks?
No, I don't want a sidewalk. I'd want a trail, if anything. But for mobility, I mean, people, if we get this one wider,
well, that intersection needs to be more clearly defined.
Yes.
Yeah. It's coming back, you miss it.
Yeah.
And then you wind up coming
that way. But this is a slow residential area, it's supposed to be. And it would be nice to have, not necessarily, I don't know that we, that might be one later if the people want it. I'm not really worried about it right now.
All right, so don't put it on the plan.
No. Not for these next 3 years.
So this is the bike path. This is a bike path.
Mm-hmm. And this is a bike path.
Yeah. And then this.
Or a trail.
The
trail.
Peterson.
Peterson area.
Where did it go? Oh, the railroad bridge needed to be reconstructed.
That's been done.
Okay. It's been done.
And we found out we have between 21 to 27 trains a day.
Wow.
A lot.
How many?
21 to 27.
Train cars or trains?
Trains.
Trains. Oh. I see at least two on my way in.
There is one on my way.
And I see at least one or two on my way.
I saw one that was probably 10 miles long with all kinds of tanks.
Yeah, saw that. That was cool.
Yeah, just put a passenger train.
Oh, that was last week. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
That
went through Salt Lake.
I think
went through Colorado too.
Extra one in there, train ride down through the valley.
Probably to Israel.
I think that's what we need to do.
That'd bring tourists.
It's not like it was going south.
Make it easy for me.
It was.
Too.
It was traveling up down. Oregon.
I would not
to Summit County.
That would be cool.
You know what I asked him on that?
Talking, when we saw it going southbound.
It was long.
Yeah.
Unless we go and enact our own transit tax.
Oh, hey, we'll get to the train. Let's get to transit in a second. Let me make sure that we got it. So we passed the railroad bridge is done. Okay. So then if we go to Mountain Green, this is Peterson, the existing one, the new interchange. So I mean, it's a little Mountain Green.
So why is that in here? Oh, this is our part, but this is the part we need to finish. What's this one?
That's Trevor's Loop. And we
We actually have a trail there now, but it needs to be finished. It needs to be maintained. It needs to be
locked. Yeah, the Trevor's Loop are what we identified was like a gateway signs, overlook trailheads, kind of improving like the scenic part of the Trevor's.
Well, then that would be right there. No, here's this dirt spot. There's the dirt spot. You wouldn't have one down here, it'd be up here. No. Cottonwood Park. Where's that? No, it's not there. Where's the dirt spot? Yeah, it's right there. This is an overlook area. This is part of what we've requested.
Yeah.
Is to have an overlook area somewhere here, a facility near this dirt spot. Yeah, I know. It's this side. It's hot for one over here. Yeah.
It'll be added right next to the other gravel pits. So
That's on this side.
No, it'll be up here.
Oh, that's like, yeah, right.
The one that used to be a gravel pit.
That's why we really need a separate trail there for us to do the bike. We need a trail.
Yeah, so
right here.
Why is this trail stuck in here and not going all the way here?
I don't know. Because this has to be. Maybe it's because we have one.
This is an existing trail?
There is an existing trail. They kind of ruined it for us.
How?
With the construction going on down here in this area.
Okay.
And because of that, we do have a trail partially down here, but they've ruined it with all that construction. So you may want to talk to the Rome people and say, hey, and whoever else is down here, the Rome people, they've basically ruined the trail that was there.
So should I draw this as an existing trail? That's right here?
Yeah, there's an existing trail there.
So what I...
At least I'm pretty sure it was existing.
What I'd like is if you could send an email to me and Brett Heiner, because as the public works director, he would be the one to go and evaluate it. And I could have Mark Miller look at it and estimate cost for repair, and then we can talk.
Okay, all right, I'll send that to you. I think he and I went down there. We did determine that it just needs some maintenance on it. But it's only from Cottonwoods. It's not even Cottonwoods. It was right there on Cottonwood Road. Silverleaf, because that goes up to the airport. And this is another area that we need to work on. And this is a safety thing. And this is what we were talking about right here.
Yeah.
We need to put in a CB, except we don't qualify for the CBDG money, but put in a walkway or a sidewalk that goes all the way down here to this trail. Because
starting
that's
from where?
Starting from about right here.
Well, there's three ways to qualify for CBDG. There's the LMI and then Blight, and then there's one other.
Well, we can't do
we
it
can
by...
We can say it's Blight because it's not a sidewalk. I think let's live in a
we have no sidewalk.
Exactly.
But what we need is we need for safety of the kids going up to the Mountain Green Elementary or Mountain Green.
The elementary?
No, not the other one, the middle school. The middle school. It's one that they've got a trail right down through here that the people put in. And then there's another one here that's just gone to waste. But we need to put one in from the church, the stake center. It's down there, the stake center that's from there all the way down to this road that Brett worked on last year. I mean, the trail. Put it in.
Okay. Are there any corridors that need to be preserved somewhere, like new roads?
Corridors that need to be preserved?
Yeah.
Well, if you could get.
Let me go to this one first. Yeah.
WPR at Wyden Airport. You'd have them right in and out of your hand.
What do you mean?
Because where are they coming?
So they can put in their jets.
Oh, it's not that. It's a matter of there's not enough lane.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
Take out North Creek Side development, and yes, we could do it.
They have
to
fly into Ogden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was close enough.
Which is close.
You only get really small planes in Oregon Airport?
Yeah, just small
planes.
You can also get a jet, but they're the smaller jets. That can do it in less than 4,000 feet, which is small. But there are some down there.
Most of the time, they only land that one direction.
Oh, they only land the one direction.
And take off the other way.
No, actually, they do both. They mostly go right straight down. Where is it?
Airport.
Right here. Mountain Green Airport.
Yeah, I didn't mark the airport because I didn't think we'd actually be talking about it. Well, I thought about it and I was like, no, let's go back to the airport.
Mike told me one day, man, if you can get
that. Yeah, this is the airport right here.
Right here. Okay, yeah, there it is. So, and that's something that Bruno Gardner did, because they had in their agreement to only put in a 6-foot trail on one side of the road. So here you've got people going both directions. They're right next up against the cars.
Yeah.
So that one has to be widened. Somehow or another, we're going to have to do it. I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
Just tell me.
But then this here is the area that we wished we had gone and had more of a runway than we don't. And these are all, this is all developed now. We can't do a thing about it. There's basically nothing we can do unless we put it in another area.
So what about transit? So you've talked about like a park and ride to get transit service down.
In this area?
Where would, if you want to transit service down to the valley somewhere?
Well, it would once the interchange goes here, that would be a nice place. But if the interchange, I mean, when it goes through, that's fine. The other place would be the dirt spot, wherever it is. The dirt spot. would be another place, because everybody stops there at the dirt spot. It'd be nice to have it right there and come right on down. That's right. Or you can expand the rest area too.
I'm thinking that dirt spot's pretty well
occupied.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
The problem with the
but that would be a corridor preservation thing too.
The rest area is that let's say a bus would have to go all the way down to Peterson, turn around and come there.
Well, not when they change the interchange.
Yeah, because they'd be able to get off and then come back on and get out. Let's hope. They've got to have it both directions, otherwise it's not worth having one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, then everyone going home from like Morgan has to take the interstate, get off and come all the way back, right?
Right now they do.
Like to use this rest area, before, without the...
Yeah. Well,
there's two rest areas. There's one on
the... Oh, where's the other one?
The other one's at the edge of the canyon right here. That's right.
Barely in Morgan
side.
Is that the rest area?
That's the no, we're not talking about that one.
That's the eastbound rest area.
Yeah.
And then the westbound.
Westbound's clear up here.
Yeah.
That's right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So then that would come with some type of transit service to.
Yeah. And I mean, some kind of transit service, because if you're going up Trappers Loop up to the ski resort, we already have the bus that comes there in the winter, but that's what you'd have to have as maybe a mobile there.
Well, Snow Basin owns the vacant lots north of the Sinclair.
They own a few of them.
Yeah, and they wanted to put in a parking lot, but there's nothing in our code that allows for a parking lot as a primary use.
Yeah. So that would be a corridor preservation thing.
Yeah.
That would be a corridor preservation type thing.
Well, a parking lot for a primary use.
And it only help wintertime.
Oh, I would agree. And maybe
it would help all year.
Maybe we need to have something if it's related, like off-site parking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or they just put a coffee shop there and then just make it really big. Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have a coffee shop right there. We got the one down there.
Coffee shop.
The Phoenix. Have you been there?
No, I just saw for the first time in the day, and then I was telling.
I haven't been there either.
I think Austin, it was lacking because I was like, "What is that? I've never seen that before." And then the building says since 1924, and I was like, "That's been there since 1924."
Not as that.
I know. So then they were like, "That is the Phoenix." So I was very.
It was
confused.
Called the Hubbard House.
It was a bed and breakfast.
It was a bed and breakfast for a lot
but
of.
But it's
years.
Confusing because they still have it as like as if it was the Phoenix House,
right.
Phoenix, whatever.
The Hubbard House. You
I know. Hear them.
Is it good?
Very good. I haven't been there yet.
I haven't either. Actually,
I try to stay off.
Give them a check.
That Mountain Green Road, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Are they only open in the mornings? Mm-hmm.
They're open until.
I think they're breakfast.
5 o'clock.
Lunch.
Oh. Five or six. Yeah. It's about 5 or 6.
So going back to this, Trapper's Loop, do we still need to identify something on Trapper's Loop?
Yeah.
I'd
like to have the old Trapper's Loop Road as a corridor preservation put back in there.
For, awesome.
That would be a great trail because our stupid county at the time gave it all up.
Hmm.
And they, and I don't know how we do it, but it would be the Weber County side didn't, but we did. Because we have stupid people that were running, they were in office at the time.
Can you edit that out of the
No, don't. I want it there. There were stupid people that were in the stinking council that went and said, no, you guys can have it. We don't need it. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And I was here.
So what's on Trapper's Loop, the actual road, the state road? Is there something that...
Yeah, widened.
Well, we have Nine Springs that's proposing...
Yeah, right in here.
They're working with UDOT right now about it.
How many home sites was that again? It's up there.
2,100.
It'll be 30. They're proposing.
Proposing.
3,300 dwelling units, ERUs, 600 of which would be hotel.
Okay.
And the remaining would be single family with some two homes, condominiums.
Yeah.
That's in the process right now.
Yeah. Oh, so what
do you think about? Somebody
in there? No, but I'm recording it.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
No, you're good.
Just we
got to
have those there.
This one will pick up,
there.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, you've got
we don't
this
want
one.
You being recorded on some of your comments.
I don't care. I haven't said anything bad yet.
So, what I'll do.
I've just been stating truth.
What I'll do is I'll work to like clean up this list and I'll try to send back out a.
That would be great.
Like a list to say like what we've changed and new additions. And then I'll try to get our GIS person to put this online in a way that you guys can like make comments or add new things as you think about it.
Yeah, I'd love to have this trail. And then of course we want this widened.
You want Trapper's widened.
I want Trapper's.
The old Trapper's Road would be amazing.
That would be an amazing trail all the way through there.
Okay, but this one widened.
And this also, by doing that, it would bring in tourism more to the city. Economic development with
where Chris's is in Huntsville.
But it, you know, well,
it's like a gas station.
There's the main one that's right there.
It used to be a like a restaurant.
Oh, the barbecue used to be
a
restaurant. Yeah. Yes,
right
I
there.
Do. Yeah.
That's where the old one came out.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is their road still. They have that as a road. And you can go all the way up
yes.
in there and then have to get permission to go on this.
That I knew.
We took it one spring with WFRC.
Yeah, well, I yes. But something happened on that. What happened? Oh.
It was a muddy, rainy day.
Yeah.
Not rainy. It was raining before then. And we got caked with mud.
Like ATV or
and
something?
Hugh, yeah. Hugh was doing the best he could.
You will find out more in the soil. Sticky dirt.
Sticky soil. Clay. So, Cottonwood Canyon.
So the moral of this story is don't put the pins out at the same time.
Right.
We have a lot of existing trails in here. Is that it? Yeah, it's this area. We have a lot of existing trails in these areas currently in the Cottonwoods.
Oh, I brought these for interchanges as well. Okay, so like, yeah, I'll digitize this.
And then this here is an existing trail all the way down here.
Oh.
Okay. That is an existing trail.
Let me write that because I might have been using the wrong GIS layer.
But that's the part that has to be, that's a maintenance thing that we've got a problem with. Okay.
I'll digitize this and send it out for you guys to comment on more if you want. And then you just need to wrap up the meeting. You can close the meeting.
You can close it.
Just make a recommendation and close the meeting.
Yeah, it's called call for an adjournment.
Okay,
it's adjourned. We don't have to have a vote. We always do that wrong in our meetings.
Oh, really?
All you got to do is have one person go.